OK Mobile.
K. Back after fish, catching fish, feeding fish.
And then I was locking the door, and they've got one of those ring cameras on their front door, and so my daughter started talking to me. So we had a little conversation there on the front porch.
We'll do these nets on 610 at night at 9 o'clock, or is it 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock. They're still doing them. So let's see, tonight, Thursday night, that should be Matt. WG4MC, or I think that's right.
Too many calls. It's been so long since I've been on here myself. I need to get my HF back up in the Jeep, but I've got some stuff that I want to try to get sold, and then once I do that, I'm gonna get me a different antenna and try to put a. I want to try to put, get me a Yaesu FT710 to put in this Jeep, because I'm so limited for space in here, and I got one of them overhead mollies to mount everything to. It there is just nowhere to put it and put it down in the low position. You got to put it up high or don't put it in here at all.
Jeep do you have?
13 Wrangler Unlimited Sport four-door.
And that the top will come off of?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a convertible top.
For those one time, we weren't really looking for it. It just, there in Enterprise and Easley, they only had a couple of vehicles. One was a truck and one was that Jeep. So we rented it and drove it to Atlanta.
Mileage. I think that's my most favorite thing. I have took the top down. You know, the first time I took the top down, I let it back and rode around the neighborhood, and I thought, man, this ain't right. So I didn't take it down for a month, and then I had to take it down to put this molly rack in, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to take the side windows out, take the back window out. I laid them in the Jeep, and I looked up in the back of that thing when I had it folded halfway back. And there was a little lever up there. I pulled that lever, and that whole dang thing collapsed down in the back of the trunk.
So that helps when it's done right. Yeah, we didn't really mess with it. Just had it for a day, and we were catching a flight. We were just gonna turn it in. We got down there. We were gone for 2 weeks. Picked up another car on the way back. But yeah, there was a lot of little levers and buttons, and I didn't try to, or snaps or things. And I didn't try to figure it out.
Bit tricky. You unlatch the latches at the front and you lift it up. You take your side windows out, and when you unsnap it slides off these little tube glides, and then the back's the same way. You unsnap the sides and then you slide it out to the left, and you lay it somewhere where it cannot get anything putting any kind of indention in it, because sun heat will actually put indentions in that plastic. You got two little latches that you flip on that, those big yoke-looking things with the arms, and then you reach up there on that overhead right above the spare tire on the inside of that ledge is another latch. You pull that one, and then the whole thing comes down on top of you and buries you in the trunk. That's what happened to me.
Sounds like you didn't take it out on the main highway with that first time you got it halfway down. That probably wouldn't have worked out too well.
You couldn't let that part down. You know, when I bought the cotton picking thing, they didn't tell me nothing. They said, you're on the Jeep? Nope. Well, you do this, and this comes off. You do this, and it'll do this. And that was all he told me. He didn't tell me to take side windows off. He didn't tell me to take those little levers and flip them up and then pull this latch, and that releases the whole system. I had to figure that out on my own.
You know, there's probably a YouTube video out there And speaking of that, are you still making any videos for ham radio?
Between the wife having open heart surgery, multiple surgeries on top of that, and then with everything that's been going on. And then, you know, I was getting paid on another account that I was doing and made a good bit of money last year. And come time to do my taxes, and what I was getting paid through Meta actually ruined my Southeastern
money back.
Yeah, you probably would have to really make out a lot more to make it worth it, I guess, at that point.
Like a couple of $1,000. And, you know, then you know what we make doing what we do. And then you put that up against taxes with the taxes that I made there, and they're right on the threshold. Well, those few thousand that I made from videos, actually, I had to pay back about 900 and something.
Looked at, like, almost like contractor, sub, or sub, well, not really sub, but where you're, you gotta, you cover both sides of the, what, Social Security and all that, Medicare, Medicaid.
And I look at it like this, you know, I finally got it all, the checking account and everything canceled with them and everything, so now when they try to deposit money, they can't, because I'm not taking their money, and, because it just ain't right, it ain't fair that you make all these videos, you make this money, and then they try to tax you to death at the end of the year, and then you end up paying so much back that it ain't, it, I didn't see it worth it.
I don't know, but what the, I wonder what the limit, or what the starting point is. How many videos, is it based on number of videos, or based on number of views?
I have had about 1,700 views in just a matter of a little bit of time, and, you know, I think I did one video, and it hit about 3,000 views, and it did it in under 15 dang minutes, and it was like $40, and then I had one video that it had 1,000 views in maybe 2 or 3 hours, and it wouldn't pay but $15. It's according to how many views it gets and how quick it does it. And if it's a certain length to where they can squeeze advertisement in there, those, every time that advertisement goes through, that's a dollar right there.
I remember watching some of yours. I can't remember how I found you. I don't know if I heard you talking to somebody. Actually, I know I heard you on 10 meters one time. You were talking to your friend over there in England, and I could hear both of you. I was sitting up at the house. That was the first time I heard you. And looked you up. Well, I guess I looked you up on QRZ and then saw, you, I think you've got something on there where you mentioned that you do YouTube videos. So I don't remember. It's been 2 or 3 years ago now.
I did a little bit of this, that, and the other with a ham radio. Some of the boat fishing stuff, and, you know, I can't do anything with what I do for a living because that'll cause another conflict, and I don't want to do that, but, you know, and then the whole tax thing, once that happened, I was just like, okay, that's it. I went to the bank, canceled everything, and it's like, I won't make no videos if y'all are going to pay me that kind of money and then turn right around and tax me to death and then ruin my taxes for everything else that I do for income. Yeah, well, I even wasn't going to play that game. So, and plus being so busy, I just hadn't really had the time to really fool with it. KQ40K.
Or is that LK? Yeah, sounds like you got a lot going on. How's your wife doing? I remember you mentioning she'd had open heart surgery before, probably the last time I spoke with you.
Gotten a lot better. There is some, I'm trying to think of the right word. there's, I don't even know the right word to use, there's a stipulation, a possibility, that the way things went with the surgery, things that happened, things that can't be fixed, she may have a shorter life expectancy, I guess is a, really the only way I know how to put it. I don't know how to be more blundering about it or whatever the word is, but yeah, she's doing good, but we don't know for how long.
Yeah, I hate that for you. I know that's not what you were hoping for, but it's good you got her around right now, I guess. That's one way to look at it.
Ain't it? Good Lord's got everything in control. That's the way I look at it.
Right, and there's nothing we can do about it if when it's our time, it's going to happen.
Definitely. I got that diamond antenna hooked up with a one of the, it came, that antenna came with a little itsy bitsy tiny little piece of coax that went with it. That coax can't be more than, my goodness, bigger than a big pin filler. And that radio putting out about 45, 50 watts. And I reached up there to feel that wire, and it's actually warm.
Yeah, I've seen some very small coax on some of those where they sell it, or, you know, comes with the coax. I usually make my own, well, not make my own, use coax that I've got and make my own connections. But it is convenient when it all comes together and you just got to run it.
I mean, you had a little later on, put some regular RG8 on it. I don't know what that little bitty stuff is. I thought I'd try it and see how it works since it came with the antenna mount.
Well, attachment that went, you know, I ordered from an SMA to the PL259. Just picked up probably on Amazon or something, and it's the same thing. It's a little 6-inch piece just to jump it from an HT to another piece of coax, but it's the same way. I don't know how to describe it, how thin it is, but I only used it with an HT, so probably didn't even get warm at all.
I guess it does what it's supposed to do for what it is. I was kind of shocked at when I ordered the thing and it came with that little tiny little feed line. But it's got that real big end on the end of it to hook in the back of the radio.
Are you running?
Getting out of range of the repeater.
Heard me, I asked you what radio you're running there.
800 Yaesu.
900, I've had it, I don't even know how long I've had it now. This is the first, I think it was my first mobile rig that I got, but I can't remember when. That's funny. I got it for, asked for it, I think I got it for Christmas. They asked, you know, to put it down on the list, but I've had it for a long time. This is the third microphone I've had on it.
I'm going to have to figure out what to do about, I guess, trying to, I'm either going to have to get on eBay some of my radio equipment, and hopefully somebody will buy it. But I don't think that, you know, I put it on Marketplace, I put it on the SwapNet, and I ain't getting no nibbles and bites off of it. So I think what I'm going to try to do is try to put it on eBay and try to get it sold, and if I can, that'll be my one ticket to getting a piece of HF radio in here.
Neighbor that put his on Facebook Marketplace, it was old equipment, and he sold it. He said it sold within a few hours. I was going to suggest that, but I guess I'm sure eBay's got a wider reach, so I hope you can get it sold.
I think it's a 3K tuner. They got a 70 amp, 240 volt power supply. Astron, it's practically brand new. I've got a Tar Heel model tuner, but it's the big model, and it's real tall. Got top hat, whip, and all that good stuff. I'm thinking I may just sell the updated, upgraded version controller with it. That thing was expensive too. But I get all that stuff out, and then I can get me some radio in here. I'm probably going to put me an Outbacker on the back of this Jeep because I think it'd just be more feasible.
Is that LK? Yeah, eBay will probably do it for you because that's broadening the market, and when people are looking for something specific. And I know when I'm looking for a specific item, that's where I go to eBay because it seems to be easier to find if it's not available anymore at a dealer or anything.
Scratching and popping on your end a lot, because that's all I'm getting on my end.
I'm not closer to the repeater. I'm not far from it now. Your signal coming in is really good. That's what I've noticed driving around. I think that the receive on this repeater, when you transmit back to it, is a lot better than it's got a lot of shadow areas where it transmits out. You know, when you're trying to listen to it, you may struggle, but you can get back to it. You can get back into it with no issue. So, because you're perfectly readable, no noise in your signal at all.
Picketing bad on my end. You know, when I was over in Greenville, it was just perfect. I'm over here in just the other side of Liberty, between Liberty and Clemson now, and it's just like poppity, 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 pop.
Went down to Liberty yesterday, made a delivery right by the Pickens County Airport, and it starts to get a little bit like that, and then, I mean, like I said earlier, right there on Highway 20, right near Southeastern, it gets really bad there, off Highway 86, headed towards Easley and back towards Piedmont. It's pretty rough on the, at least for me, receiving it.
On this end is getting so bad I didn't hardly copy anything you said except Walmart. So I'll go ahead and sign with you and let you go. But yeah, I'll probably be in here in the morning about the same time as always, headed to work. So anyway, I'll say 73's to you while I still, if you still got me, and talk to you again soon. KG4MK.
Now you're starting to lose it a little bit. 73 to you. Be careful going home. We'll talk to you later. KG4MUK and 4ZLK.